I think it's been a while since I preached this Mass. It's good to be back. It's kind of more cozy in the 7 o'clock Mass, which is nice. Today is the second Sunday of Easter and also Divine Mercy Sunday. I'm not going to preach about Divine Mercy Sunday, but I am going to preach about God's mercy in our lives. Now, Father Dan, after the 12:30 Mass, is going to do some adoration, and at 3 o'clock, do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and then close with benediction. You're all welcome to come to that if you want to. And we have a little statue of Sister Faustina over here. But I want to talk about God's mercy in our lives. In Psalm 118, which we just heard, it says, God's mercy lasts forever. And we need to understand that and hold that in our heart because God forgives us. He brings us through life. He loves us. And that's His mercy. And to that end, in preparing for this homily, I did a reflection this week. I did examine about how God's mercy has worked in my life. And I came to some surprising results by this exercise. I'm going to share those with you. It may be a little long, I'm going to try to keep it short, but it's about my conversion to become a Catholic. I grew up in Louisiana. I was a Southern Baptist. In 1971, I joined the military. I left to go off for my service, and I really stopped going to church at that time. It just wasn't speaking to me any longer. And I thought about going back to church, but I looked at the Protestant churches, and I wasn't happy. There was something uneasy in me about that. So for many, many years, I had no church. I got out of the military. I was stationed here in Fort Worth. I got a job at Lockheed, which was General Dynamics at that time. And for the next 7, 8 years, I was sitting with a woman that we worked together, a young lady who was a young mom, a single mom, had two little girls at home. She was Catholic. And there was something about her that just spoke to my heart. She was just a good person. And that came across in everything she did. And she had a wonderful little family that she took very good care of. And she came from a strong Catholic family. And that just spoke to my heart. So I started asking her all kind of questions about her faith. For over a year, I was asking her questions about her faith. And finally, I think she was getting tired of it, or the questions were getting a little more difficult, and she wasn't sure how to answer them. So she says, well, you know, the church over here teaches a class about our faith. It's called RCIA, which people go through if you're coming into the church. It's a way to learn our Catholic faith. And then normally you come into the church at Easter. That's a normal process. So that's what I did. And while I was going through RCIA, I all of a sudden realized that this is where I belong. This is my home. And I've come to say that I was always Catholic. I just didn't realize it. And I couldn't think now of doing anything else but our Catholic faith. Well, from that, you know, I got active in the church. I got all sorts of workshops, sessions, eventually went into the diaconate, and that's another 5 or 6 year process to do all that. And finally, I'm assigned here. But the time I started the military, the time I made it back to church was 20 years. And reflecting on how God's mercy worked in my life, I didn't really see it until I was reflecting on it. So it's not like something you could say it happened today, but when you look at it in a retrospective way, you can see all these doors that were open for you that invited me into this process. This whole thing, I couldn't have planned it. So someone planned it besides me, and I attribute that to God's mercy. That He opened these doors that I needed to have open and kept closed the doors that I didn't need opened. Looking back, would I change anything? Maybe. But if I did, I might not be here today. I might not have the wife I have today. Because we met in that little church that I came into the Catholic faith. So for me, that's how God's mercy has worked in my life. It's something I look back and I could see. I didn't realize it at the time. But I've realized it since. And that's going to give me a whole new perspective that I really didn't think I was going to come up with, that God's mercy is always at work. We just have to make ourselves available to that mercy and believe that God is there for us, forgiving our sins and calling us home, calling us to be His beloved children. Now, I wanted to talk about two, maybe three things. We'll see how it goes. One thing I wanted to talk about is my diaconal ministry for funerals. I've probably done, since becoming ordained a deacon, hundreds of funerals. And as a deacon, I normally get called to funeral homes to do that. And I'm going to share with you, and I'm not trying to be judgmental at all, but mainly that happens because they're not active in the church. They identify as Catholic, but they're not that active in the church. But they want a Catholic service. So as a deacon, I can do that in the funeral home. It's just like a regular funeral, except there's no Eucharist involved. Matter of fact, last weekend, I did one of those. Last Saturday, a week ago. And it was at the funeral home. It was over here on Granbury Road, and then a burial in Mansfield. And you can tell when you're up there going through the rites, because everything I do is a Catholic funeral, how well-churched they are, because the responses you give to the different prayers that we say. And most of them struggle with that. Not always, but most of them struggle with that. So you might think, well, you might be critical of these people because they're not more churched. But I don't know what God's plan is for each one of those. I don't know how God is speaking to them in their life. So I make no judgments about these people. I'm just happy to be able to bring them this sacrament. And maybe God is speaking to them in some way that will bring them back closer to the church and our traditions and our practices. So I don't presume to know God's plan. I just told you I didn't even realize God's plan in my life for all those years. How could I know the plan in their lives? All I know is I asked for a sacrament, and I was happy to give it to them. I will never say no to that. I even had one funeral. It was a woman who her mom had died. Neither one were Catholic, but the woman's daughter went to school here, and she felt welcomed here, felt part of the school, so she called up and asked for a funeral. I was happy to do it. Now, those people had no responses to any of the prayers, but that's okay, because everything I do is Catholic, and maybe, well, I know some people were Catholic because I knew some of the people in the room. But who knows how God is working in someone's life? It's not me for me to say. And I always preach about God's love, because most of the time, I don't know the deceased. I don't know any of the family members or anybody that's sitting there. And I encourage people, if they want to say something about the person who's died, that they do that. That to get up and remember that person. And I just preach about God's love for each one of us. And most of them don't have a clue about the funeral itself. You know, there are several different readings that you can do for a funeral. And most of them don't know. Now, if they're doing it here in a mass, we have liturgy people that will take care of that for them, and they will walk them through all that and make the selections. But most of them, I do. I ask them, I talk to them, do you know what you want? No. You want me to take care of it? Yes. And I do. And the reading I use for the gospel reading is the reading that I just read to you. And I love this reading because it really shows what God does for us and the mercy he has for us. Now, the reading is usually abbreviated from what I just read, but I always tell them about the whole reading, that this was after the resurrection, in the same place where they had the Last Supper. The disciples were gathered. Jesus appears to them, and they were terrified because Jesus has just been executed. And they were afraid for themselves what was going to happen to them. And the first thing Jesus does is try to put them at peace. He says, "Peace be with you." And of course, Thomas wasn't there. And I like Thomas because Thomas will ask the hard questions. You know, he says, "Lord, you know, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus says, "I am the way." But when he does appear the second time and Thomas is with him, what does Jesus do? He doesn't tell him to go away. He doesn't rebuke Thomas. He says, "Thomas, come over here and touch my hands and put your hand in my side." And Thomas finally gets it at that point. He says, "My Lord and my God." He finally understood what Jesus was all about and what he has done for us. And that's the mercy he shows to us. He died on the cross for us. And he's there with us every day in the Eucharist. He's there with us. "My Lord and my God." And Jesus says, "You've come to believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and believe." And I think that would be all of us. But Thomas remained in the community. He wasn't shunned by the other disciples. He eventually is martyred for his faith. There's one other thing I'm going to say. I wasn't sure if I was going to add this in there or not, but I'm going to. Last weekend, Easter weekend, I looked at the census of how many people showed up for Mass, for Easter Vigil and the Sunday Masses. There's 3,200 people that showed up for Mass. That's about double the normal size of participation at this Mass, at this church. 3,200 people. Now, I have heard a pastor, not here, that actually in his homily criticized those CEOs, Christmas and Easter only people. He criticized them in his homily. Now they've shown up, they've come to Mass, and he's being critical of them. And like I said, how do we know how God is speaking to these people in their life? I don't know. I couldn't figure it out in my own life. Luckily, I was able to respond to it. So maybe God was speaking to them or will speak to them, and maybe they'll start coming more. At least they're coming that much. But who am I to doubt them or to criticize them? We all have to love each other no matter what, because that's what God does, and that's what we're called to do. We're called to use the same mercy that God has for us, for our brothers and sisters. So my brothers and sisters, peace be with you.